next item is conditional use number 1954, Robert A. Hermanson.
Mr. Chairman, that's in my area, and I'm prepared to make a motion.
All right, sir.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1954 for Robert A. Hermanson for a commercial retail shop for handcrafted furniture, gifts, and antiques based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the use is very nearly a home occupation. The conditional use is only necessary because the applicant intends to sell a small number of goods that are not made by him. Two, the applicant has stated that there will be no employees other than he and his wife. Three, with the conditions placed upon it, the application will not have an adverse impact on traffic or on neighboring or adjacent properties. Four, no parties appeared in opposition to the project. And five, this approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the sale of furniture, gifts, antiques, and similar items. B, the hours of operation shall be Monday through Saturday with hours of operation at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. with no Sunday hours. One lighted sign no larger than 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. D, the areas to be used for any outdoor displays shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. E, areas designated for parking shall be shown on the final site plan and shall be clearly marked on the site. And F, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1954, Robert A. Hermanson, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.